Alaska health officials are making at-home rapid COVID testing available to help slow the continued spread of the virus. Haines received 1,000 Binex Now testing kits this week. That's a nasal swab test, and results show in about 15 minutes. Haines EOC Commander Carolyn Wooten says they request travelers test upon arrival.
Because we know this time of year that we're pretty insulated in Haines, but when people travel and come back into the community, that's when they're most likely to start seeing cases in the community. So we wanted to give people, put something in their hands to help make their transition back a little bit easier and to sort of safeguard the community at the same time.
Since there is a limited supply, she says they will distribute one kit per each member of a household. Each package contains two tests. It's recommended to take the first test, wait 24 to 48 hours, and take the second test to verify. Wooten recommends people that travel through the Juneau airport get a free PCR test there, which is available upon arrival, and then take one rapid test 5 days later to verify results.
Test at the airport. Once you get back to the community, recommend that you mask, and then within 5 days, go ahead and take one of these tests, and just to confirm it.
If positive, Wooten says to arrange to get retested at the search clinic. She says it's important to report each case in order to track the virus in the community.
We have everybody at home testing themselves and they're testing positive. We don't know if they don't report it. So it is good for us to help understand what's going on in the community if people would go get their test, their positive test verified at the clinic.
On Monday, the Haines EOC said several people have tested positive for COVID-19 without specifying the number of cases. Wooten explains because of home testing, they do not have a current case count and so advise overall caution.
So that's why in our post, we recommended for everyone to just have a blanket assumption that there is COVID in the community. And that means that you would take whatever steps you need to do what's best for you.
Wooten says the health recommendations remain the same. Get vaccinated, wear a mask in public spaces, and keep social circles small.
Mask if you're uncomfortable. If you're in a group setting where you can't get that space, mask. Wash your hands. Kind of keep your group small where you can. Those are all steps that we've been sort of saying right from the get-go. We kind of need to dust them off again and remind everybody, hey, you already know what to do. You don't need the EOC to tell you what to do.
On Monday, the Clukwan EOC reported one positive case in the village. According to an update posted on the Chilkat Indian Village's Tribal EOC Facebook page, the Tribe EOC tested over 50 people this weekend prior to memorial services, and all tests came back negative, according to the update. In Clukwan, the EOC provides free PCR and rapid COVID testing for all those who live, work, or visit the community. Officials say there is still community spread in the Chilkat Valley and remind people to use precautions around the holidays to prevent further spread of the virus. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.